I'm Paul Allen. On-site producer is Eric Nordquist. Curly here is running the camera for the Vikings Entertainment Network. And this is one you will see at Vikings.com because we are joined by Minnesota Vikings certified athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Paul. I brought you, you always ask me for the injury report, so I did bring that for you today.
All right, well, let's begin with Sam.
Yeah. How's the knee?
Yeah, so anyway, Ted, okay. Now, Mr. Sugarman, good to see you. Your lot in life at the new facility. What do you think of your area? Like, what's different from Winter Park? And maybe most importantly, how do you think, because you and your staff win awards, and we'll talk about that momentarily. So it's a very well-respected staff league-wide, as it was at Winter Park. Now, with this situation here and it's all new, what changes?
It's you walk in this building, it's remarkable. Yeah, I came in a few times under construction, but it came to life, you know, when we came Monday for the first time, and it was the word I use is breathtaking. You know, you've been to Winter Park, and you saw the athletic training room at Winter Park, which was a little under 2,000 square feet. You now come into a state-of-the-art athletic training facility that's over 8,000 square feet, so four times plus the size. We have every bell and whistle to help our players rest, recover, and perform excellently on the field to the benefit all of us. And I'm happy to talk about some of those features.
Well, yeah, like what's there. A cryo chamber?
It's a cryo chamber.
Cryo chamber. Isn't this the thing where in outer space they put people to sleep for years and then they, wow, you know, they wake up on the other end of the solar system?
Isn't that strange because after the Eagles game, I lived in a crying chamber for about a month.
Yeah, right.
But you're telling me that they're mutually exclusive.
They are exclusive. I also was in that chamber with you.
Right.
Being from that area.
It was very
area.
Cramped, yeah. And there was too much touching.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah, there's never too much touching for you, Paul.
The cryo chambers of cryotherapy really was invented in 1978 in Japan, came over to the United States, you know, years ago. And most of the original product was nitrogen-based, nitrogen gas. And we have an electric-based chamber, which is very unique. There's not many in the United States currently. There's no other team that has a two-chamber electric-based cryo chamber. So the temperature currently, we just had two players use it for the first time.
Yeah,
okay.
The Kevin McDermott just got out of it.
Yes,
he looks like he's 16 years old. Holy
yeah.
cow.
just got out of
added 10 years to the long snapper's career. You're brilliant.
Yeah.
And the temperature currently when Kevin got in it, since he's standing right there, it was negative 196 degrees Fahrenheit.
So what?
The treatment session is 2.5 minutes.
Jeez.
You move around and, you know, you play music. Even Kevin danced.
Good
in
thing
there,
we so. Can't see his waist.
So wait. Let me see if I understand this thing correctly, this cryo chamber. It's negative what?
196 degrees
Okay, it's
Fahrenheit.
A negative 196 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Standing in this thing, right? So you stand in this thing. It's extremely cold. There's some kind of electric thing. You're shocking people in here while you're at it.
No, it's electric as in it runs off
electric. He's a certified athletic trainer,
right,
not
okay.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Okay, good. All right. So we're not doing electroshock therapy while we're in here with this thing.
No.
And so in the middle of this freezing cold chamber, then you ask these guys to dance around in it.
Yeah, we don't ask them
That's
to dance.
That's therapy?
I've noticed that
okay.
When I did it yesterday, I danced.
Yeah, yeah I bet. I would, too.
You need to move around in there because it's pretty cold in there. But a lot of benefits come from the cryotherapy.
Okay, like?
It activates your central nervous system. Therefore, it decreases inflammation. It's going to get your circulation moving. Really great for recovery for our players, and it's going to be a very, very powerful and very popular part of our athletic training facility.
Wow,
Eric?
That's very sweet.
Shrinkage. I mean, you'll never have a better excuse than the negative 170 degree cryo
Before
chamber.
Before we discuss the recovery room, the spot from which we are doing the 9 to noon radio show, the Gatorade Fuel Bar. What is it?
Yeah, and where are we?
What's its purpose as it ties into you?
Right. So first of all, it's massive. As you can see, if you took a look at it, it's great. And it was designed in conjunction, you know, with us, with the architects, and with Gatorade. And as you know, Gatorade is a partner of the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings, professional football athletic trainers. And, you know, we're trying to give our athletes the best nutrition they could possibly get to perform the best on the field. So what this is going to be is, you know, you're looking at the open fridge right here. There'll be yogurt, snacks, pre-made sandwiches, things for them to grab as they're going to meetings or getting ready to go out onto the field. Around the area there is the bar where there'll be blenders, juicers, our slushy machine. Guys will have shakes pre-practice, post-practice recovery shakes, and again, just a full nutrition. Our nutritionist, Rasa Troop's office is right there. So, you know, the guys will be able to access this at all times. It's separated from the cafeteria for a reason, and it really will be of major benefit.
Is this common in other facilities?
It is.
The fueling bar?
The fueling bar has become more popular. This is by two times the largest that Gatorade has ever made.
Wow.
And so we're really proud of that, and we're going to really showpiece this piece in our building because it's going to be something special for our players.
Talk to me about your 1,700-square-foot hydrotherapy room.
Yes, so the hydrotherapy room was designed in conjunction with HydroWorks, who did the pools.
Okay.
They made the first ever two different depth pools. We have a cold plunge, 55 degrees. We have a hot plunge, 104 degrees. And then we have an underwater treadmill, which you guys will see. Hopefully you're coming on the tour later. You'll see this room with a stone finish like that.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. I consider
you have lawn chairs around the pool for tanning during the summer?
We don't want the guys to be too comfortable. You
right.
know, we still want to
I'm
try
thinking
to win
about
some
me.
Games.
Yeah, my third chin's a little pale, but anyway.
We'll put you in the cryo chamber. So
thanks.
These pools, again, at the old facility, a couple guys could get in at once. These pools are big enough for a dozen, 15 guys at once. That'd be very beneficial, especially at
Charge
training camp
likes
time.
That.
Yeah. Again, you got to get a look at it. But the underwater treadmill is really cool, big enough for four players, goes up to 8.5 miles an hour, down to 6 feet.
Wow.
So really good for
8.5 miles an hour underwater, by the way.
It's fast.
That's really fast.
Right.
It'd be very hard to go eight and a half miles an hour.
I can't even run from my pass that quickly.
So it's going to be very beneficial for us to have this.
With all of the new emphasis on concussions, do you have new concussion recovery therapy options here that maybe you didn't have at the old place?
Yeah, we don't have new ones that we didn't have at the old place,
okay.
But what we did put in this building is a concussion room. So similar to at the stadium when we built a concussion room, we have a concussion room which is attached to our doctor's office, our medical doctor's office, right in the training room.
Yeah.
And in that room is going to be where the guys do their neurocognitive testing. We can do vestibular training in there and different things. Again, as you said, Charge, you're very in lockstep with what's going on with concussions now. Yes, we will do things in there.
What's vestibular training?
It goes through your eyes. So we find that concussions a lot of times go through your eyes. So vestibular training is training that we do through your eyes.
Interesting. Wait, now, this is for recovery from the concussion. You're doing something through the eyes. Can you expand on what that even – because I don't get it.
Okay,
I
mean, so for
sounds
instance,
controversial.
So, for instance, you know, you're going to look at my finger, right?
Yeah.
And now you're going to shift. Don't move your head. Just your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. So things like that.
This feels this is a field sobriety
really
test is really what this is.
That wasn't really good for radio. But
no. Okay.
That's okay.
All right.
Or Corin Robinson.
Or Paul.
This is certified athletic trainer Eric Sugarman on the 9 to Noon radio show from the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. When it comes to the planning for your spots and everything you just explained, and I'm sure there's more, did you have a say in it? Like how involved in the planning were you? Because, I mean, you're helping the team from your standpoint and your staff standpoint win 14 games. And, by the way, the facility in Eagan is popping up too, you know, and you probably needed to help plan your side of it, right?
Yeah, and God bless the Wilfs for giving me and my staff the opportunity to take a pencil to a piece of paper and design this whole area, which we did. And we did it in conjunction with the architects, of course, who had great input. But, yeah, I'm very proud to have had designed this space. You know, with the architects, and it's exactly as we drew it up. Again, we have over 8,000 square feet, which is more than anyone could ever ask for. You walk in there, and it's astonishing, and it's something to be really proud of, and I'm honored to work there every day now.
Is with all this, all the new space and all the new equipment, was there some additional new staffing for you and your group to accommodate all these new things?
Yeah, I think, you know, we probably will add a new seasonal intern, so probably a little
bit. Is this a call out right now on the radio, 100,000 watts of radio right now? Send your resumes, interns, to.
Yeah, we have plenty.
Yeah, okay.
Shook, as, and it's interesting you would bring that up because as staffing goes, you know, with the, and this is with all due respect, if I'm leaving out names, please add them, and I apologize, Tom Hunkley, Rob Roach, you know, those are two with whom I associate most with your staff, and you're the certified athletic trainer.
Albert Padilla, Dave Jancy, and our seasonal intern, Michaela Hayward.
Thank you. When it comes to continuity within a staff, you know, we hear that a lot in the NFL, a creature of habit game, and those who stay together and win at a high level or win together for years seem to perform at a high level for years. We hear it with coaches. We hear it with players. with an athlete, with a training staff, with your staff, why do you find that important?
It is. The continuity, Paul, is huge. I mean, I've been with Tom Hunkley now 12 seasons here, 6 in Philly, 18 years. Rob Roach, I've been with longer. He was a student of mine at Westchester. I've known him over 20 years. Those guys know what I'm thinking before I think it.
Yeah.
And it really does help our staff. You know, Al was an intern of ours. He's now been here 5-6 seasons. Dave was an intern with ours, was here a bunch of seasons. And, again, you're right. I mean, just that we all know the protocols. We all know how each other. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And together, I think we do, you know, a decent job.
Couple of quickies to close for the man they call Shug.
You have a dedicated acupuncture room.
Whoa.
Does acupuncture work? You must think so, or you wouldn't have architected it into this thing.
Yeah, we have three rooms on the side of the athletic training room that are for massage, for our chiropractors, for, you know, Hillary Patzer's, our acupuncturist. She does things like cupping and acupuncture. And the
I don't
players,
know what cupping is.
Yeah,
I know when PA cups me, trust me, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Shut up.
The players and we have found great benefit in these therapies, so I am a big proponent.
How do you know when somebody's a candidate for acupuncture?
Everyone's a candidate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I am right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. I feel pretty good.
Now, there are two pertinent things we need to get into before you leave.
Okay.
And I'm flying off script here a little bit, so be prepared. And it has nothing to do with our 3-year-old Philly Skull sister and her problematic feet. The first, last time you and I chatted, let's call it for profit. It happened to be at Vikings.com. I was announcing and congratulating you and your staff on winning the Ed Block Courage Award from a training staff standpoint. What was that, a month ago, 5-6 weeks ago? Well, my sources indicate to me today you leave to accept said award. So maybe those who missed it at Vikings.com, what went into your staff winning that award? And how proud are you, given your constituents and your cohorts around the league are the ones that vote on it?
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud. So, you know, really cool, and I'm glad for bringing it up. I appreciate it. Ed Block was an athletic trainer for the Baltimore Colts way back when, and he dedicated his life to abused children. And now there's an Ed Block Courage Award for one player on each team, Kyle Rudolph being this year's recipient. And each year at that award show, they also honor the athletic training staff of the year that is voted on by your peers. So again,
and that's you guys.
This year it was us.
That's awesome.
And as you said, you know, when we did the .com thing, there's no bigger honor than the people that you compete against say that you're the best that year.
Yeah.
So we're really excited. The whole staff's going with our wives today to go to Baltimore. We have a dinner tonight and then the award show tomorrow. Really looking forward to it, and we're going to celebrate for one night and enjoy it and get back to work Monday.
So that Twitter picture a couple of years ago when Adrian Peterson was pulling you on the Eden Prairie practice field and you were grimacing because you were working so hard, that got you over the hump, right?
I think it did. I was actually holding him back, so he wasn't strong enough.
All right, and now the most controversial and pertinent question you're going to get all day involving the new facility, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. And many on Twitter are clamoring to know this answer. When the season begins, how does Saturday Morning Donut Club change?
It will only change because we're in a different location. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be bigger now. We have a bigger space.
Everything's bigger.
So
why
everything's
bigger.
More donuts?
I think the donuts will be bigger. I think
oh, great. Lindvall's going to get bigger.
Yeah, well, you know, we're...
No, he'll just come to the Gatorade fuel bar and even it out.
You know, we're going to actually talk to Mark Wilf about it when he was here on Monday. We're going to have a little dedicated space for the Donut Club because it deserves it.
Wow.
So thank you.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Eric Sugarman, certified athletic trainer, Minnesota Vikings. Back after this.